You single out James Comey.
Yes, I do.
The former FBI director. Mm-hmm. My question, though, is he was in the role he was in because the then Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, had pulled back and essentially turned over the leading role in overseeing the FBI and the investigation into your emails because of that meeting on the airport tarmac with your husband, with former President Bill Clinton. So my question is, to what extent did Loretta Lynch and President Clinton make a costly mistake?
Judy, I just don't buy that. I honestly reject that premise, partly because there's a chain of command in the Justice Department. There's a deputy attorney general. We all now know who it was, Sally Yates, a woman of experience and integrity. We knew at the time, after it was reported, that, you know, both my husband and Loretta Lynch said they didn't say a word about this. The optics, you know, were not good. I admit that. But in this chain of command, if the attorney general is recused, you know, the deputy attorney general. And what we know happened is that the investigation was getting nowhere. There was nothing to find. And he was in a position of having to accept the evidence that there was no case. I think what he did, against the advice of people around him in the FBI and the Justice Department, was in large measure due to political pressures that he was under from people that he had worked with before in the FBI and outside the FBI. And so, when you're a prosecutor or you're an FBI director, if there's no case, there's no case. And instead, he had a press conference and really, you know, went after not just me, the entire State Department. Okay, that was over on July 5th.
Right.
That, you know, that I thought was a breach of professional ethics and responsibility and a rejection of the protocols within the Justice Department. It was over. And we were doing fine going forward. What really was costly, and what I believe was the proximate cause of my defeat, was his October 28th letter, which has never been adequately explained or defended, had nothing to do with what happened, you know, months before.
But my point is, he wouldn't have been in that position had Loretta Lynch not pulled back after that meeting with President Clinton.
Judy, I don't believe that. I mean, he was in a position that was subordinate to the chain of command in the Justice Department. So Loretta Lynch recuses. It's like when Sessions recused. The deputy attorney general steps forward and starts, you know, running the investigation. There were plenty of people who were in that chain of command who were telling him, I'm told, you know, okay, nothing there, end it. And that's not what he did.